Hi, thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Ann Makovic. This is your Picks Now update. Silicon Valley automaker Tesla is cutting 7% of its workforce. Chief executive Elon Musk says the move is to increase production and cut costs of its Model 3 sedan. Musk wants to get the cost of the new electric sedan down from $44,000 to $35,000 by the end of the year. In a letter to Tesla employees, Musk wrote in part, "We face an extremely difficult challenge making our cars, batteries and solar products cost competitive with fossil fuels. While we have made great progress, our products are still too expensive for most people."
The group that oversees the Oakland Coliseum is set to meet this morning to discuss the possibility of another season of Raiders football. The Raiders plan to move to Las Vegas for the 2020 season when their new stadium is ready. Team owner Mark Davis backed out of a tentative 2019 lease in Oakland after the city sued the team, accusing it of antitrust violations. Raiders officials have been exploring several potential venues as a temporary home for 2019. The Bay Area's other football team, the 49ers, once again raising complaints regarding its venue. Team official says that the city of Santa Clara's curfew is hurting business for non-football events such as concerts. The claim is that the team and the city are losing out on revenue because nighttime concerts and other events have to end early. A statement from the city says that the 49ers are irresponsible for blaming the curfew and will be held to the rules that they agreed to when Levi's Stadium opened in 2014.
Early next week, construction is going to begin on phase two of the Silicon Valley BART extension. The initial stage of work will start in downtown San Jose on Monday, and it could last up to 7 weeks. This work is going to be along Santa Clara Street between South Market and North Third. The VTA says this part of the construction is starting ahead of schedule because additional data is needed to complete the final design. With this week's storm bringing new snow to the Sierra, roads in the Tahoe-Truckee area are going to be busy this weekend. Here's what the hazardous conditions looked like yesterday. Right now, tire chains are required on Interstate 80 east of Kingvale. U.S. Highway 50 toward South Lake Tahoe has no restrictions right now, but it is always best to bring those chains if you need them since conditions can change rapidly.
All right, so we got a lot of snow over there here in the Bay Area dealing with some more wet weather.
That's right. So we're not done just yet with our wet weather as we had a light to moderate rain that pushed across most of the Bay Area earlier this morning and still tracking a few showers up across the North Bay. You can see spotty showers there and especially over in Novato. So here's what you can expect taking you through the day. Some scattered showers are still possible for the North Bay as we head through the afternoon. Otherwise, looking at mainly dry conditions as we head through late tonight, we'll see some scattered showers for the North Bay and then even down into the San Francisco Peninsula and the Berkeley Hills. The South Bay, you'll likely stay dry tonight into tomorrow, but we're going to time it out for you. So futurecast, here we are at 3 p.m. and you can see from the Golden Gate south, we're actually looking at some sunshine, but the North Bay, you can see some showers closer to that weak weather system to our north. As we go through tonight, there we go at 11 p.m., scattered showers for the North Bay down into the San Francisco Peninsula as well as for the Berkeley Hills. And for Saturday morning, dry for most of us, although the North Bay, you could see some showers to start off the day on Saturday. As we head through Saturday in the afternoon, we're looking at mainly dry conditions, but then watch as a weak weather system moves in for widespread light rain on Sunday. If you wanted the sunshine and drier weather, that is coming for next week. The pattern changes, high pressure builds in beginning on Monday. So daytime highs today, looking at seasonal temps, 60 in Palo Alto, Mountain View, Milpitas there. Walnut Creek, you'll see a high of 56, and we're looking at 57 for Berkeley, Alameda, 59 in Oakland, San Rafael at 56, and daytime highs topping out right around 51 for Lakeport and Clear Lake. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. It's called the Diamond of the Kitchen, and happening today, food enthusiasts and experts alike will be able to flock to the Napa Truffle Festival.
I love truffles. Mm-hmm. This is the ninth year the festival has offered truffles or venues for truffle digging, mushroom seminars, food, and live MCs giving visitors a fun time to look for fungi. Local chefs in wine country are also hoping the truffle industry soon takes off.
All right, so we know Anne loves truffles.
Oh, I do too.
You
truffle
do too?
Oil.
Truffle
delish.
Fries.
Yes.
Truffle chips too.
Yeah.
Ooh. I tried it recently. Bought a bag at Costco, actually, and it's actually very good.
I really need to eat this now.
It's fairly affordable.
Yum.
Well, we're going to be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always listen in or watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.